This is VOA News via remote. I'm Ms. Pelka. 48 people were killed in eastern Taiwan on Friday. The crash happened near the Taroko Gorge Scenic Area on the first day of a long holiday weekend. Many people were hopping on trains on Taiwan's extensive rail system. The train had been carrying more than 400 people. The National Fire Service confirmed the death toll, which included the train's young, newly married driver, and said all aboard had now been accounted for. The fire service said more than 100 people were injured. They were taken to hospitals across the region for treatment. Officials said a construction truck operated by the Railway Administration slid onto the track from a work site on the hillside above. Myanmar's military junta ordered an internet shutdown in the country Friday. The shutdown was met by defiance among anti-government protesters. Protesters continued to march, observe strikes, and resort to communications technology that operate without network connections. They were undaunted by the shutdown and the government's deadly crackdown on demonstrators that have killed hundreds since the February 1st coup. Local wireless broadband internet services said they were ordered to shut down until further notice by the Ministry of Transport and Communications. The government previously shut down mobile phone, cellular networks, and most of the military-controlled media outlets in the Southeast Asian country. On Thursday, the United Nations Security Council repeated its call for the immediate release of all detainees in Myanmar, including State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi and President Win Myint, and an end to violence. This is VOA News. National security advisors from the United States, South Korea, and Japan are meeting Friday to discuss every aspect of North Korea policy. According to a senior administration official in Washington, it is the first such three-way meeting of the country since Joe Biden became U.S. president. The meeting at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, comes after North Korea test-fired into waters a cruise missile and then a pair of short-range ballistic missiles. America's employers unleashed a burst of hiring in March. 916,000 jobs were added in a sign that a sustained recovery from the pandemic recession is taking hold as vaccinations accelerate. Stimulus checks flow through the economy and businesses increasingly reopen. The March increase, the most since August, was nearly double February's gain of 468,000, according to the Labor Department on Friday. The unemployment rate declined from 6.2% to 6%. Reuters reports Iran has no intention of meeting with the United States in Vienna, where it is taking part next week in a session with the remaining participants in its 2015 nuclear deal, Reuters citing an Iranian foreign ministry website. The deputy foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, said the United States will not attend any meeting in which Iran is present, including the meeting of the Joint Commission, and that is certain. The British government is to ban international arrivals from four more countries, Bangladesh, Kenya, Pakistan, and the Philippines. The ban comes amid concerns over new coronavirus variants. However, it opted against including France and the European nations that are facing a resurgence of the virus as well. The Department of Transport said on Friday the number of countries on its red list will number 39 when the latest restrictions take effect in England beginning on April 9th. The other nations of the UK, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland will have similar lists. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga will visit Washington for talks with President Biden on April 16th. Chief Cabinet Secretary Katsunobu Kato says Suga will be the first foreign leader to meet Biden in person since he took office in January. He called it proof that the United States places an importance on Japan. Police say a fire has destroyed more than 20 shops in a makeshift market near a Rohingya refugee camp in southern Bangladesh, killing at least three people. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.